Hello, my name is JD Douglas, and today I'm interviewing Sophie Jackson, one of the most energetic people I know who work in the arts. And of course, like all these interviews, they're very revealing. It's like peeling an onion, the layers unravel themselves. Anyway, Sophie, so tell us a bit about yourself first.
I run Aphrodisiac Theatre News, which is a website I launched with my brother. It will be 8 years old in September. And when it was the fifth anniversary, we had a big event at Talawa to celebrate that. And it had lots of support from actors and playwrights of the like. And the site is Aphrodisiac, AFRIDIZIAK.com, and Aphrodisiac is the word that I made up, and it basically means in love with African Caribbean culture, and that's where the theatre news comes into it. My brother does the back end of the website and I do the content. I have a team of reviewers and I have someone that does my interviews, Gillian Fisher, and it has interviews, news, reviews, competitions, everything to do with African Caribbean theatre, primarily in London, but we're branching out to Coventry, Birmingham, and also international now.
I'm glad that you mentioned that you're branching out. Only last week, I noticed that the Coventry, Belgrade, in fact, are doing a Raisin in the Sun, and as soon as I saw that, I thought, wow, here's a good example of something that your company would market. Now, give us some of the shows you've marketed in the past, the names of some of the shows you've worked on. I know there are many, but just give us a hint of some of the shows. For instance, you've done The Bodyguard as a start, a West End show, but give us some of the other plays you've actually helped market.
There's Omeros by Derek Walcott, The Colour Purple, at the moment, Lorraine Hansberry is very hot, so Les Blancs at the National Theatre is coming out shortly, as you said, Raisin in the Sun, that's been touring by Eclipse Theatre. So many, yeah.
I mean, certainly, would you say that certainly of the last 8 years, when it comes to marketing the black plays, it's a niche market for you?
Aphrodisiac Theatre News is the only site in the UK that celebrates African Caribbean theatre. There is no other website like it, no other organisation like Aphrodisiac Theatre News, and it's the same internationally. I've not come across an equivalent anywhere else in the world.
Now, I know you said you work with your brother, but when you first started, were there particular problems that you had starting off such an innovative initiative?
Well, initially, I couldn't get theatres to actually advertise. Advertisers only came on board, I'd say, 3 or 4 years into the company being launched. Took a long time to prove that there was that we had an audience. And also, when it came to press night, a lot of the times the high-end PR companies wouldn't give us press tickets, or they give us press tickets but they were really awful seats. But now we get front row seats for press night. Sometimes people are insisting that we're there. We don't have to approach. At first, I was having to contact all the theatres to say, hi, I'm from Aphrodisiac, can we send a reviewer? Now they come to us and say, we want Aphrodisiac at press night, can you please send somebody? So yeah.
Now, I noticed on your site as well, you've got quite a few interviews, and I do go back and I look at them as well. They also have to declare self-interest that in 2008, Aphrodisiac gave a play I was part of, a musical, J.S. Story, a very, very good review that I still send out. So do you see it not only as a marketing initiative, but as more or less a database that has interviews that people can go back and forth over time? Because you do quite some in-depth interviews as well.
Yeah, the aim is to interview as many African and Caribbean actors in the UK as possible, because who knows when they'll next be in a production. It's kind of like a once in a lifetime opportunity, especially the ones that are more established, still trying to get Joseph Marcel. But yeah, we have interviewed people like Whoopi Goldberg, Adrian Lester, Lenny Henry, Your Good Self. But yeah, we're always trying to get an exclusive interview, and it's easier now than when we first launched. Yeah.
Now, I'm one of those people, and again, I do most of the things that you recommend, like Red Velvet, Ma Rainey, I do go and see these productions. What about in the future? What about Asian productions? Is this something that you might consider and look at?
I wouldn't rule it out, but I still think there's a lot of African Caribbean reach that I need to tap into. I'm not there. Like, as I said, I want to do international. I want to go to South Africa. I want to do Broadway. So for me, the remit for Aphrodisiac is African Caribbean theatre, because there's so much out there that's still not covered even by my own website. So probably not for the foreseeable future.
Okay, not for the first, but I'm sure it's something that you can look at again. Now, there are many people who could see you as an inspiration, and of course, we already spoken about some of your initial difficulty. If there's a young person, a woman in particular, starting off in business today, what advice would you give to them?
Don't sleep. It's, if you want to start your own business, whether it's in the arts or whatever in business that you want to do for yourself, I think you have to be prepared to put the time into it and to, you know, make sacrifices with your personal life if you need to, and to make the business a priority for a period of time in order to build up the business. And also to reach out to your contacts. Don't be afraid to ask friends and family to help. Like, if you're setting up a website, get them to sign up to the mailing list, get them to tell their friends and family to sign up to the mailing list, get them to forward your newsletter on. It's basically to rely on the support of friends and family, and don't feel that, you know, you're by yourself, because I'm sure if you ask them, they'd be more than happy to help you.
Now, you said the magic word, mailing list. Does your mailing list reach the part that others don't reach? In other words, tell us a bit about your extensive mailing list, because I know you're an e-commerce company and you rely a lot on your mailing list, I presume.
Well, the people on my mailing list, they're on there because they're interested in African and Caribbean theatre and arts. We don't just have theatre events, we also do music festivals as well. And there aren't that many mailing lists that can say that if you want to reach the arts, that they can do that. But Aphrodisiac Theatre News particularly targets people interested in African Caribbean theatre and the arts and events. So, yeah.
So if there's a theatre marketing person out there listening, or if your name happened to be Ellen and Marie and you live in New York, and I know you guys always come into London, and they've got product they'd like to market, can you give us some contact details over the phone, over this interview, please?
It's Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, at Aphrodisiac, Aphrodisiac.com. And it's aphrodisiac.com is the website. So, yeah, drop me an email. Or find me on Facebook, or find me on Twitter. Just search for Aphrodisiac.
Well, folks, you've heard it. If you've got a product, and I use the word product in the broadest sense, be it music, be it theatre, visual exhibition, and you want to reach an audience in London, the place to be, the person to contact is Sophia Jackson at Aphrodisiac. It's been wonderful talking to you. And what's the future hold for your company?
Well, I've got a new Canadian client and an American client who want to work with me to bring productions over from America. So there's a gospel play that's coming over in May that's toured the Caribbean and the US. And also, I won't say any more about the other project, but we're going international. Thank you very much for the opportunity today as well.
Well, folks, look out. In the next couple of months, there is a play coming into London that we will all be seeing, and especially the gospel. Well, I'll be looking forward to that. And thank you very, very much for allowing us to interview you today.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and all the best.